So if you're not used to writing, I mean, if you used to, I used to crank out 300 words a day. Or I used to work for an hour every day.
What?
300 words.
Yeah, it's not that much, I know, but. Shut up, writer.
Big writer, Morden. Ooh, 300 words.
No idea. <You're
now. laughs> Do you want to go bigger, badder, better, more? Are you ready to level up your life? Are you ready to be awesome? Now is the time. And this is Success Freaks.
Welcome, welcome everyone to the number one Mind If I Playthrough comedic motivational show, otherwise known as Success Freaks. Today's working title is episode 270, No Follow Through. And today we are coming at you semi-live from Gastonia, North Carolina and Phoenix, Arizona. That's right, I'm in Gastonia now. I've moved on to Gastonia. In Phoenix, where they speak with no accent whatsoever.
True.
It's Kirsten.
We sure do not. In Phoenix is also the amazing landscaping crew who is going to be my co-host for the day.
Every Tuesday. And we just happen to be doing this every Tuesday.
Yep. And every time they leave, I go, see you next Tuesday.
So
that's
wonderful.
Appropriate. That's appropriate.
Yeah.
That's a phrase.
See you next Tuesday.
Yes, it's a phrase of farewell.
And they say what to you?
Exactly. That's the dialogue, pretty much. That's actually how the dialogue goes in every conversation. It's very one-sided. It's fine. What are we talking about today?
Today we have no follow-through. Basically starting something and then going with it for a little bit and then just not continuing on to completion, or at least to a point where you decide, it's not really working out. I mean, just it's kind of like falling short of what you wanted to do with whatever it was you were working on. But hey, that's not you today. That's not you for at least a week, because Bitica update. Kirsten has made it to second level.
You want to know what's so funny? I checked it, and I hadn't checked it in like 3 days, so I knew I was going to be dead. And then I wasn't. I was level two, and I wondered if there was some sort of sneaky way that you, as my teammate, paid gold to level me up.
No, because I've looked for that. And there's not a way that I did that. I mean,
that somehow I managed to do it by myself.
What's interesting is you actually had enough experience to do that, but you had not leveled up, so you are getting close to being able to die. Because if you didn't level up, you would have just dead.
Right. I've also been... So one of the things that I want to talk about today, as far as no follow through, I have been with Habitica putting all of these to-dos on my to-do section, because you have your dailies, you have just habits, and then you can do your to-dos, like tasks you want to complete.
Ta-da.
And they're just like one-offs, and you can change the level of difficulty on them. And most of mine are hard, because that's why I put them on the list, because I don't want to do them. They're very time consuming. And I've actually been getting them done. And they've been in Habitica, when you add a task, it's like a light yellow. And then as time passes and you don't complete it, it changes to various shades of red. So if you haven't done it in a couple weeks, it's orange. If you haven't done it in a month, it's like this horrible red that just glares at you. So yesterday, Sunday, it was my one day off. Like I was working overtime and I was just going to have one day off. And normally when I have one day off, I just want to veg, do nothing, lay on the couch, watch tons of TV and just chill. It was a rainy day. It was an awesome, it was so nice. It was overcast and rainy. And in Arizona, in Phoenix, we love that kind of stuff. So I got up, I ran these two errands that I had been dreading. I had all this stuff I needed to take to donation. And I finally just loaded it all up in my car, which is quite a feat because I have an SUV that has a rear gate that lifts up. But maybe 2 months ago, the hydraulics in the gate broke. So now you have to hold the gate up with your hand. Otherwise, it just slams closed on you. And that hurts. And it's a heavy gate. And I don't enjoy doing that.
You lift it up from the top?
No, like you lift it. There's a handle kind of underneath the license plate. And then when you lift the handle, the hydraulics lift the gate for you.
Can you replace those hydraulics? It's on your vehicle,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, but I have the hydraulic replacements on my Amazon wish list.
Oh, okay.
So I just have to, I found them online. I just need to buy them and install them. It's super, super easy, but I just haven't done that. Also going to be on my Habitica to-do list. But so, like, I lug all this stuff out to my car, and I hold the gate open while I try and lug these heavy boxes with, like, one hand, or, like, holding the gate with my head, which my neighbors probably thought was awesome. Looked like a crazy person. And I did all that, and then I had another... I am terrible. I am so terrible about opening my junk mail. Mm-hmm. I am a freak. I'm a freak about... End of sentence. I am I am a freak about shredding my address. I cut my address out of every package of every box I get. I tear my address out of every piece of junk mail. I'm a freak about shredding anything with my address, my name and address on it. And so whenever I get all this junk mail, I just throw it in a pile. And I had stuff from like the last year. But also as I was going through it finally, because I don't want to just throw the whole thing in the shred bin because I don't need to shred it all. I don't need to shred the envelope that doesn't have my name on it and the return mail for the credit card offer that I'm not going to use. So as I'm going through it, I actually found a replacement credit card that my bank sent me 9 months ago. So I activated that because it actually has the chip in it now.
Wow.
And I was looking for a bill from when I fell in the creek. Remember that joyous thing? And I went to urgent care. But I had paid my urgent care bill, but I guess they had outsourced where they sent like how they billed me for my durable medical equipment for my super sexy walking boot and wrist brace. But I couldn't find that bill, so I guess I didn't get one. That's what I'm sticking to anyway.
You could contact them, but you know, whatever.
I know. Anyway, it's irrelevant. So I sat down and I watched Grey's Anatomy, and for 3 hours I opened and sorted through all of my mail, and I organized so much paperwork. And I felt so good, and I checked all of that crap off on my Habitica, and I was like, yes! Look at how I seriously, at the end of my day, I was like, I am so productive today. It feels so good to be so productive. But it also feels good to just veg and do nothing. I'm a pro at that.
I find if I can do stuff first, like, and I haven't written in a while, so that don't follow my example. Just listen to what I say. Writing or going to the gym, if I get that out of the way, I feel like I've really accomplished something to the point where it really helps my mental attitude the whole day. I mean, even if the rest of the day I'm like kind of waffling back and forth. But usually I don't, because once I start that, I'll do a couple more things and I'll feel really good about myself. And it's like, why am I not following through for that? With that, you know, just because it literally makes me feel good to do this thing. Whereas vegging, I don't want to do that. And I kind of veg, or I'll play a video game, or I'll hang out with a friend, or, you know, whatever I do. That's okay. I mean, it's a good feeling, but it's not as good as doing those couple of things. And those couple of things don't take that much time. I could do those things first and then veg the rest of the day. Why am I not following through in that way? ¿Por qué no?
I don't know.
Yo no sé.
I don't know. It's difficult.
It's muy difícil. And yeah, Spanish is one of the things that I'm working on.
No, it's difficult. That's from Fawlty Towers.
Oh, I have not seen that.
Oh, if you don't appreciate it.
Let's not
British
get on that
comedy.
Tangent. Hang on. Just hang on. First of all, if you don't know what we're talking about with Habitica, go back and listen to Success Freaks episode 261, Helpful Life Hacks. And you can find out what this is that we keep talking about. But as far as follow through, one of the things that I want to do, I owe a Tortuga Twins journal. We all do, and we have not been following through on those at all.
I feel like that's an ongoing issue over life. All right.
So that I'm supposed to be doing. So here I'm crossing the country. You know what? I'm going to film and do little excerpts as I cross the country, and then I'll be able to put them all together, and look, I'll have a journal ready made. So I did. I'm crossing. I get my beginning. I got one while I was going. I got one while I stopped somewhere. And then I stopped for the night in a hotel. I felt very intelligent because I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express. However, did I do a vlog from there? No. Should I have and talked about stuff? Absolutely. Have I done a completing vlog saying, hey, look, I made it here and this is what blah, here's the rest of the video? No. So I haven't followed through on this thing. So I've got video waiting for me to edit and put together, and I could actually have a journal up and ready for September and then start working on the other ones. I have other ones that I went to, what was it, the Walking Dead, where they filmed two different cities. One was Alexandria and one was where the governor's town is. And both of those are right next to each other. So we went on a little field trip. We went and saw it, and we took a tour guide and all that stuff, and we did video throughout the thing. And all I have to do is put it all together. Have I done this? No. No follow through.
Put it as a to-do.
On my thing. One of the interesting things about Habitica, as they turn red, If you let them go for a little while and you finally do it,
they're worth more.
Massive points. I have leveled up. There are hundreds of points. It's just like, ding, your next level. Really?
But that should not be, that should not entice you to just let them go longer.
I'm gaming the system, baby.
That's wrong. The point is to make yourself want to be more accountable and be better, and you're just doing it to mess the system.
Is that the point? Is it? Is it?
You tell me. You're the one who texts me 5 times a day about how come I'm not level 3.
Well, are you... We'll talk about that in the in-between. But it is now time for a word from our sponsors.
Hunger isn't a faraway problem. 1 in 7 Americans live with hunger. At Islamic Relief USA, we think it's up to the other 6 to share our food with our neighbors. This summer, Islamic Relief USA is packing up food and bringing it to communities in need. As always, it's for anyone of any faith or any background. It's just one of dozens of ways Islamic Relief USA is looking out for our neighbors. To learn more, visit irusa.org. Islamic Relief USA, working together for a better world.
Welcome back to Success Freaks, episode 270, No Follow Through. We're talking about not following through.
Really? Is that what it is? Because I'm not
super,
sure.
I'm super profound. I don't know if you were aware of how super profound I am.
I'm learning.
One of the things that I wanted to talk about, and I think this is sort of how this topic had come up for us a few weeks ago, is that I know people, I have friends, I have family that are doers. I'm an idea-er. I come up with ideas like left and right for like my YouTube channel or for things I want to do in my life and how often I want to go to the gym and this, like just all these ideas of how I want things to go. And I love talking about them and everyone's like, oh my gosh, that's such a great idea. And we just constantly, like I always have people just telling me how great my ideas are. But there's people that are doers and I am not a doer. I'm a idea-er. So I figured it out and I came up with the idea and I feel like that should be enough. I feel like I should be done. And
how's that working out for you?
It's not. It's not. So one of the things that I try to work on and try to be more conscious of is especially, so like with my YouTube channel, I write down my ideas constantly because otherwise I'll forget them. And it's really been helping me to write them down. But it's hard if I don't sit down and film them. And I've been trying to figure out a space in my apartment where I feel creative because right now I don't have a dedicated filming space. And I miss that because it really made a difference in how creative I felt and how motivated I was. So I'm trying to figure out, I have so little space. But other things in my life, I've also started writing down just little stupid things about everything, like when I should meal prep and what I should meal prep and how often I should go to the gym and when I should go to the gym and making time for my friends and what should we do when we go out and oh yeah and then this and this and this, and I'm just writing everything down and I'm trying to do it. And if I can put it in Habitica, I'm putting it in Habitica, and I love checking off the things. I don't love as much, I'm a list maker. If you're someone who loves lists, the to-dos of Habitica will really scratch that itch, because like the checking in every day and doing my like daily habits and my dailies, that's not working as much for me as the to-do section is, as far as actually making a change in how I live. But I think also just a little bit of self-reflection and knowing that I'm not a doer, but I'm a thinker. I think that's, I mean, it's not half the battle, but I feel like it's a good, it's acceptance in the 12-step program. And I accept that it's hard for me do things after I've just been like, well, I figured that out, so my job's done.
It's like they did this is a weird kind of analogy with that, but at McDonald's, once they put salads on the menu, saw an upsell in Big Macs, because people looking at that and thinking to themselves, oh wow, salads on the menu, I should have a salad, huh, I feel pretty good about that, I think I'm gonna treat myself, I have a Big Mac. So that just even thinking about that, hey, I should do this thing. It's like, here's another thing that I have no follow through with. And it's gotten to be a mutual joke. At least I hope it is with my friends. Hey, let's do that thing. Like I come into a new area and then I see friends that I haven't seen in a while or reach out to friends. And it's to the point where it's like, hey, let's do that thing that we do that we say we're going to get together and yet never do. But here we are saying we're going to do that. Cool?
You want to... You want to know what's really funny?
Yeah.
One of your Tortuga partners does the same thing to me and Michelle every year. Every year in Arizona, we have a big, huge, awesome, oh my gosh, hi, it's been so long. I'm so happy to see you. You look great. I know I do. Thank you. And then we're like, hey, we should do that thing where we say we're going to have dinner and then we never actually do it until next year when we go, hey, maybe this year we should actually do the thing where we have dinner, but actually don't actually ever do it. We've been doing it for like 5 years.
Yeah, yeah. And on some level, it makes me, now that it's out in the open and we're just talking like that to each other, it's like, okay, cool, did it. Okay, we're good. We're good. Instead of actually getting together, there's a family that I used to live with in Minnesota. I'll just call them the Deckuses. And kids are growing up to the point where now the children are starting to look like the dad. And it's just like freaky, like, wow, I should really visit them because blah. And I called Bruce, who's the dad, and I said, hey, let's do that thing that we say we're going to hang out and yet don't, but let's at least, this is the part that we do this. And he's like, okay. So, and I didn't hang out with him. And it just, it's a thing, and it's a sucky thing. But when you travel around and you have a lot of, you know, people like that, it's just like, look, I'm staying all the way over here. For me, I'm not really so much a creature of habit as I am a creature of location. If you do a thing and it's going to happen near me, I'm more likely to do this thing with you. Oh, okay. Is it a party? It's late at night. Look, it's even on a school night, which I always say no on school nights. I'm not going out. School night is for when I do a festival Saturday and Sunday night. So that means usually Friday night, Saturday night, and probably Sunday because I'm tired. I'm not going to go do anything else. I'm going to be home. I'm going to be with my host family or just by myself. I'm not going to go out. But if you have a thing that's going to happen in my city and it's 5 minutes away, I actually went out. I'm like, oh, it's Friday night and there's a carnival in this town? Okay, let's do it. If it sucks, I can go home. So I'm a creature of location. What's bad about where I stay a lot of times, I'm often far removed from everybody. So that whole thing of let's hang out, let's do this, let's do that, it's like, yeah, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, at least you know that. But it's kind of one of those things I guess you can't really change much because you stay where you stay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, it's going to be different with – I'm going to say this. It's going to be different with – and you don't always sound excited about when I bring this up, so tough. I'm going to bring it up again. We're going to be doing this show face-to-face when I'm in town.
I am excited about that, but yeah. You want to know what's funny? I'm going to drive an hour to you.
No, I'm coming to you. We'll share it. You can come to me and I can come to you.
Every time we've ever done anything ever, I've always driven to you.
Are you an hour from Chandler?
I have been in the past. Right now, I'm only about 30 minutes.
Okay. Do you have air conditioning?
Yes.
All right. I'll come to you. I don't care. Are you kidding me? I was actually planning on that. We'll switch it up. We'll go back and forth.
Sure.
We're still going to record on separate things because I haven't figured that out yet.
Well, that's fine.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. It's not
but
a big deal.
So you and I, we're actually going to hang out. We're going to follow through with this.
We actually hang out when you're here.
Like once. I see you at the festival. That doesn't count.
No, but like the time you had Rockstar parking and we were at the Cheesecake Factory at the mall.
Yeah. And then when I did, when I was on your show, that never aired. When I was on your show. Yeah.
It was out of focus, I told you.
It was brilliant. I did makeup on you and everything.
I know. It was really great.
We'll have to do another show like that.
Yeah.
So we'll
any whoozle bees.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry, people listening in. How is this related to follow through? They're making a play date.
Look.
Why are we listening to this?
We're not following through on our vow to follow through on talking about one topic a whole show.
Yeah. We don't have a vow for that. I'm sorry. It's like, look, squirrel.
Pretty much.
I'm that guy.
I had a thought and then we started talking and I totally lost it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was fleeting.
Fleeting. So what else have you not followed through on? Have you ever seen my videos, my WardenWorld.tv videos? The ones that I have, close to a year's worth of videos that I actually have people coming up and going, when are you going to do another one? Even once a week. Come on, dude. Do another one. I'm like, oh, yeah. Big man, yeah.
How about follow through on constructive criticism from more than one person that your intro of 20 seconds is too long?
I've never heard videos. This.
So, and Charles have told you that.
Which videos?
Your Morning World vlogs, that thing, that graphic you do, intro, that goes,
you don't
whatever
like,
it does.
You don't love those?
It's 20 seconds long. It's way too long. At New Media Expo, when I was there, me and Charles, we both brought it up to you.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, but clearly, because you still have a 20-second intro.
On that note, we're going to cut this short. And here's another word from our sponsors or whoever is listening to this. I don't know. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back to Success Freaks, episode 270, No Follow Through. Before we left on the break, Kirsten was talking to me about my long intros for my Modern World blogs, which I was just talking about. Maybe I should follow through and do another one of those. Now I have less desire to do this because I've got to freaking figure out a new intro, which I won't.
You don't have to do a new one. You just need to change it from 20 seconds to 5 seconds.
Then you missed all the starburst and everything.
Okay, well, having a 20-second intro has people click out before the video even starts.
Right. Really?
Mm-hmm. You can look at your video analytics. I'll teach you how to do that.
Oh, yeah, you will. We should. I almost said we should and then create another project. And I was like, nope. Yeah.
We're not going to follow through on that.
I'm going to say that on the air. We should keep our mouths shut. If something happens, great.
One of the things I remembered what I wanted to talk about earlier.
Excellent.
One of the things that makes me follow through, and I think a lot of people are this way, but since I am trying to spend so much time with like friends and family and really like recharge my batteries, but like just refill my like relationship tank with everybody, because I just feel sometimes like when you live in your own apartment, you're just like, meh, I don't have any friends, and you totally do, but unless you hang out with them, sometimes it doesn't feel that way. So I've been trying to spend a lot of time with friends and family, and if somebody else makes a plan, or like there's multiple people, especially if there's multiple people going, if it's me and a friend having coffee, it's easy for me to cancel if I'm just feeling like, meh, I don't want to see people. But if there's like 5 people going to breakfast, I'm in, and I will drive. I like how you said that it needs to be close to you. I will drive because Phoenix is pretty big, and especially where I work, a lot of all my coworkers, we come from like crazy different parts of the valley to get to work because it's so centrally located. So for us to find somewhere that's close to all of us, it's impossible. So we kind of just rotate like who it's closest to. So I will drive an hour to have breakfast with friends if the plan is made. And that gets me follow through. So when people say, it's one of those old tricks I'm sure everybody's heard about, how if you want to get something done and you want to be accountable for it, tell people that you are going to do this and make them hold you accountable. And I'm not just talking about what I've seen on Facebook where people post, okay, I'm really doing it. I'm going to go to the gym every single day for one whole month. And if I don't, hold me accountable. Nobody remembers. Nobody holds you accountable.
Nobody cares.
You check in. Yeah, you check in at the gym for 4 days and everybody likes your status. And then you don't check in for 2 weeks. But is anybody calling you and going, you didn't check in on Facebook at the gym? No, nobody's doing that.
Because who wants to be that guy?
Well, exactly. And like, honestly, you're right. Like, nobody cares, because if it's just put out there into the like just the general Facebook, nobody is responsible for making sure that you do that. So if you really do want to share it with somebody and have them hold you accountable, you have to single them out and say, hey, you, I want to go to the gym every single day for 31 days straight for a whole month. And you have to keep me accountable. And if I don't, like, I need you to be on me. And that's.
You know what? You know what you need. You know what people need here. They need an FTB, a follow through buddy. I am going to the gym now because my buddy EJ is like, when you get here, we're going to the gym. He has a southern accent, doesn't sound anything like that, but you know what the heck.
That's fine.
He's like, we're going to the gym, and now when he goes off to work, he works in Charlotte at a GameStop. He's like, okay, I'm off work. I'm headed to the gym. I'll see you there. I'm like, or in the morning he'll get up and take his son to work, but he takes his son to school and is like,
child labor,
I'm gonna come back and pick you up, or he's gonna meet me at the gym, and I'm like, oh, I gotta be ready.
Yeah.
So I've been going to the gym last week and so far this week I've gone once, but it counts.
It's awesome.
We did leg day today. So have a follow-through buddy, somebody that's gonna be there for you or be there with you. Whatever it is, hey, look, I need to work on, let's say, writing, all right? And somebody else is going to work on writing or something else or whatever. That's something I did with oddly enough, with my friend Allison Williams, who is a prolific writer, and Christopher Buhlman, who was working on one of his first horror books, and now he has like 5 that are published. And we would meet at some bookstore, and you know, we would work for an hour You know, I think we do it like every 20 minutes, we would take a break and read something that we had worked on. You know, and if you were just editing stuff, you'd still have stuff that you were working on that you could at least read and then give kind of critique. So you had to bring something to the table. So one of the things was it was a good social thing because we'd kind of walk around the bookstore and look around and then go back to work. Another thing was it had somebody who was going to be there as well, a follow-through buddy, somebody that was going to hold you accountable just by their mere presence that they were going to show up. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's another thing. It made me feel good because it helped me work. We were in the trenches together, you know. And, of course, Chris went on to finish his books and mine are just sitting in my computer.
Well, that's more for your self-reflection, I suppose.
Yes.
If I were a more talented person as far as photoshopping and doing fun things on the computer with like graphics, I would take the scene from Finding Nemo where they're in the current and they're like, "Find your exit, buddy," and Dory squeezes Marlin and she's like, "I have my exit, buddy," except change it to your follow through buddy.
Oh,
and that could be like our new cover photo on Facebook.
If only we would follow through with something like that.
If only. No, I'm not. I can't even follow through on that. I lack the skills entirely. So that's not.
Here's something. Well, we know somebody. We have Rock Girl who could do that. And if she would listen to
this. Oh, yeah. She's dope.
She is. Oh, my God. I love what she does. Anyways, I have a follow through thing that I need to do. I'm working on another podcast, the Water Relief Podcast with IRUSA. And we were interviewing Tazzy Faye, TAZZY/PHE. And she does funny videos for YouTube. Of course, she's a Muslim, and she talks about the issue. Like one of the things that she has is what did I write it down? One of the things was having brown parents. The first video was about white privilege, and then about how many hijabs you have, and then Kylie Jenner lipstick. Mm-hmm. I think putting on. I don't know.
Anyways, the lip kits, yes.
Okay, yeah, she was using one of those. Anyways, they're very, very funny. And she's like, she's really, in real life, though, the interview was interesting because she was so serious. She was quiet and she was a little shy and nervous, she said. But she says, in real life, I'm really serious. And she wants to do a kind of a journalism style podcast. And the more I'm listening to it, I'm like, that sounds like an NPR spot where you give some, you're talking about the thing and then you interview somebody and then you're talking about the thing. Well, I have a friend who does that. And I'm like, I can put you guys in touch with each other. And she can, if not help you, at least point you in the direction of somebody who can. Because I attended one of these, she says, they call them listener lounges, where people would show examples of their work and then other people would critique it. So it's exactly what she's talking about. And now I have to follow through and take care of that. And here it is right in front of me. Contact this person. And I'm like, okay. Fine, I'll do it. And I will,
such
too,
an
because
easy
it's...
one.
Huh? It is.
It's such an easy one.
It doesn't
one.
Make it... It's like Stephen Pressfield is a guy who's written a bunch of different books. He also wrote the Legend of Bagger Vance, the screenplay for it. It may be the book. I'm not sure which. But he also wrote The War of Art. And we've talked about this before. And he talks about... It's mostly... He shows it for writers, but it's like anybody can use this. And it's like, it doesn't matter if you're a beginning writer or you're somebody who's won a Pulitzer or an Oscar because of your script write. It doesn't matter. Every day, you face resistance. Every day, you have to get yourself to the point where you're going to sit down there and crank out whatever your words are for the day. Everybody faces this thing. Every time you talk to anybody, we always talk about the gym because it's something that we like to do. Anybody who goes to the gym on a regular basis will tell you the worst part about it is getting there. Once you're there for about 15 minutes, you love it. Oh, thank
you're
goodness.
In.
I
yeah.
came in. I came in. Was it you that said you ask yourself, am I going to regret going or am I going to regret not going? And it's
exactly.
always, I will regret not going.
Yeah.
You know?
But you never show up and you're like, oh, I'm so mad I did this.
Right.
Like, you're never like that. Unless you're like me and you go, like, let's say, hiking up north in North Arizona. And you go and you have a horrible accident and you really severely injure yourself. Then that's the only point where I'm like, I regret going. I wanted to have a nice hike in nature and then nature did me dirty and now I regret going.
We'll do indoor hiking when I come there.
There's no indoor hiking. That defeats the purpose. You don't get your vitamin D. You don't see the trees.
We're going to go to Arizona Mills Mall, baby. We're going to walk around.
That is not hiking.
Totally counts.
Totally, we are not going to be power walkers in the mall before
no,
it opens.
No, it's going to be a leisurely, browsy, loving the life and the air conditioning. That's what it is.
I don't want to go to that mall. I'd rather go to like Chandler.
Okay, that's fine. We go there too. Anyways, if you're enjoying listening to us and you are in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, you can catch us on 100.7 FM and WGNC 1450 AM. That's in Gastonia for that second one. And we are every Thursday, we are on there at 5 o'clock or 5-ish. There's a little bit of news beforehand. Check us out and enjoy it. We'll be right back.
What happens when a self-help comedian and a social media manager both have a passion for podcasting and come together to support a common cause? A podcast is born. So what exactly is the Water Relief Podcast? Each week, BC Dodge and R. Morton Mott from the Success Freaks Podcast sit down with staff members and volunteers to talk about IRUSA efforts in the United States and abroad. So how can you listen to the podcast? Download from IRUSA.org. You can also find it on Blueberry.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. Subscribe and download the Water Relief Podcast today.
Welcome back to Success Freaks.
Someone forgot they were bringing us in.
Episode 270. No, I was just practicing my no follow through. That's right. And that's the name of the episode, no follow through. Mm-hmm. But Kirsten, you got something for us?
Yes. So in our last segment, we always talk about how to use what we talked about to level up your life. And one of the things for me that I think is the biggest indicator of whether or not following through is something that, you know, like how we mentioned, I won't feel regret if I go and I do this thing, but I will feel regret if I don't do it. I feel like if you have these goals, if you have these plans, if you have these little things that you want to get done and you're not following through, a big indicator of whether or not it's something that you really want to get done is if it makes you feel guilty for not doing it. So for me, I'll have like ideas and talk to someone and be, you know, oh, they're so excited about this. And I'm like, oh, that's a great idea, isn't it? But then afterwards, I'm like, I'm not guilty. I don't feel guilty if I don't get that done. Like, meh, I don't need to follow through on that. I'm not like, that's not for me. I don't want to do that. And then I let them know, obviously, because I'm not someone who just ghosts people. But if you want to get things done, you just have to find, we talk about this constantly, but you have to find the right method that works for you to feel productive, to do things. If it's app, if it's list making, if it's finding the right like self-helpy book that really just clicks with you, that helps you realize patterns and get your ball rolling. I'm a list maker and I love lists, and that's why I love the to-do section of Habitica. And I put stuff on there that I need to get done and I keep feeling guilty that it doesn't get done, and then guilt usually wins out, and slowly I'm creating habits of being more of a follow-througher. But for the most part right now, it's just guilt that's driving me.
What are you using for one of your follow-through habits? How are you working that out on the habit section?
Well, in the habits, I only have the no soda and no fast food.
No, I mean, is there a way that you could set up one specifically for follow-through?
I think it's a little vague.
Well,
Go
ahead.
Well, I think maybe if you're someone who adds tons and tons and tons of things to your to-do list, I think if you want to be consistent, you could do a weekly habit of completing at least 7 to-dos. So as long as you always have at least more than 7 to-dos rolling on your to-do list, you could do a weekly habit of completed 7 to-dos.
Right.
And then maybe you can slowly create a habit of doing one per day, or you'll be like me and you'll do all 7 on Sunday, and then you'll try and, you know, manage your time better in a way that you are doing one per day or however many you want to be doing.
You could actually set it up so that it says, like I've started wake up on the first alarm's first ring. That's something that I'm working on, and it's starting to work for me. You could actually set up something with follow through immediately, you know, and that way it could be a plus and minus thing.
I just feel like that's so vague. That wouldn't work for me. Maybe it would work for you, or maybe it would work for someone who's listening. But for me, I really I need concrete, tangible goals and successes, which is why it's hard sometimes for certain things to get done for me, because a lot of like the in between, like the first 10% of getting it done is pretty concrete, and then like the next 60% is really vague, and then the last 30% is super concrete, and it's like getting to that last, I just really need like concrete, tangible, like measurable goals, which is something that a lot of self-help books as far as like goal setting talk about, is create measurable, attainable goals. And for me, that really works. And for some people, it doesn't. But
there's
for me,
an acronym for those kind of goals.
Yes, like, there is.
Do you remember
what
it is?
No.
I don't know. We've used it as like, is it fast or something like that? Something attainable, something.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Something.
Timely. One's timely.
Maybe it is fast.
Start something timely. You know, reasonable.
Attainable.
Maybe it's fart.
Maybe it's star.
I don't know. And you know, people listening to this are screaming it at us right now. I'm like, how can you guys do a motivational podcast and not know this and not know
because
this right now?
My brain is so full of all of the things I've read over time that it's like, oh, that one acronym. Hey, we'll be back after the break. Like, that kind of thing.
Well, one of the things that I think that will help with the leveling up of follow through is like we were talking about before, a follow through buddy. Somebody that's going to be there with you in it. And they don't even have to be in the same space as you. It could be somebody that you check in with. You know, hey, I mean, you could literally at the end of the day or beginning of the day, are you ready? Are you doing this? Okay, we're doing this. Boom. So that misery that loves company. Or you could be in the same place as them, or, you know, it could be a workout buddy or whatever it is. Like I joined the Hogwarts Running Club, and there's a couple of people that I know that are also doing it. They're like, hey, Time Turner just came up. Are you going to get the older races that you missed? So now I feel a little beholden to do that. But I also want to do it. There's that camaraderie that comes along with it. So find yourself a follow through buddy. The other thing is that we keep talking about Habitica, but you can find whatever it is, something a Habitica like thingy that's going to help you. That's going to help you mark off things that you want to do anyways. You know, hey, these are things that I'm working on. This little game that I'm playing is helping me actually accomplish some of these things. I am doing one of the things that I really need to do is clean my room because I just got here, and so
You're 12.
Because I'm 12. And I've got still stuff stuck in my truck. I've puked up stuff in my room. It's like, blah, there it is. And eventually, when I have time, when I'm not doing, you know, very important, very busy stuff, you know, like Success Freaks and Tortuga Twins. And then, oh, I've got to be social with a friend of mine. Do I need to clean my room? No, I'll just move things to that side of the bed and I can sleep here. You know, I did laundry, so that counts. But really, I do like a clean space, he says, looking at the desk that he's working on right now and shaking his head. But find a Habitica-like thingy or something that's going to help you accomplish your goals that you can – make it a game. Play along with it so that you have some kind of follow-through. And don't set yourself up to fail. Oh, my friggin' God. Please don't tell yourself I'm going to work out for every day for a month because you're not.
It was just a thing.
Here's something that I set up on one of my Habitica things. I call it my hours of power. So I have a Tortuga one. I have a Mordant one, which is all success freaky stuff. And I have a Ricky. Everybody knows Mordant one's Ricky. So they're my personal stuff. And I started off with an hour. And I was like, well, that's not really happening. Let's make that look okay, 40 minutes. That's not really happening. Let's do 35 minutes. You want to underachieve to success with this stuff. Don't set yourself up to fail going, oh, I'll do this and this and this. When you go from zero to working out every day, ain't going to happen. Or zero to writing every day. Although I will say I have heard this and I find it true. Writing every day is easier than writing some days. Because then you get in the habit of doing it at the same time every day. And your body starts going and your brain starts going, oh, it's time to create. Let's open those floodgates. So whatever it is, whatever it's going to take, set yourself up to succeed here. Underachieve to success so that you'll do it. Even write down, all I have to do is 15 minutes of writing. Is that going to get you anywhere, really? No. But if you want to stop at 15 minutes, you can. Because that's all you have to do. What often happens, though, is you get into your 15 minutes and you go, oh, I can write a little bit more. Or you get into a groove and you just do a little more anyways. Mm-hmm. However, you're done at 15 minutes. You can walk away. So set yourself up to succeed so that it's a fun game for you.
I like that underachieving to success.
To success.
I think that's good because I think a lot of people, like me especially too, like I think a lot of people are like, it's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. If I go to the gym, I got to do cardio. I got to do a full hour of weights. And sometimes I get there and I do half my weights and I'm like, that's all I've got today. I went way too hard. That's it. Bye. And I do. And I can't because I'm not going to push myself. I hate pushing too hard and like throwing up that because that makes me not want to go ever.
Right.
And some days your body just doesn't have the energy. Some day maybe you didn't eat as well throughout the day and you don't feel as like fueled. And some days you lift the heavy weights and you're like, that was too heavy. I should have started with the little 2.5 pound little free weights, not with the, with the 5 pound free weights. I'm getting like, I'm tired just thinking about those 5 pound weights. It's real, real hard to lift.
Really, really hard.
Well, you know, but that's what I mean. Like I kind of have that all or nothing mentality. So for me, especially like doing the gym or doing whatever I'm doing, I have been a lot more lenient with myself underachieving. But
also
tiny goals.
The kiss of death is like, if you used to do it that way, you know, your 5 pound weights, you're used to 20 pound weights or more. And then you're like, you go back and your muscles can't handle it. Or let's say they can, but your tendons can't, you're going to pull something. So if you're not used to writing, I mean, if you used to, I used to crank out 300 words a day. Or I used to work for an hour every day. What?
300 words.
Yeah, it's not that much, I know. But
shut up,
writer.
Big writer, Morden. 300 words.
No idea. I hate you right now. You know why I do videos so much? Because although I can write and I write well, I loathe it. That's why I have 800 single space pages of a book that I have never finished. So
yeah.
Anyways, if you're going to get back into something, don't try to crank out the same amount of things that you did when you were at your game, bringing your A game. Start again, start over. And if you find yourself working into it faster, fine, because of muscle memory or brain memory or whatever the heck you're doing, fine. But don't shoot yourself in the foot by
That sounded so aggressive.
By going
room, fine.
Yeah, fine. But don't shoot yourself in the foot thinking that you're going to be able to accomplish it and then beat yourself up to the point that you don't do it anymore because you didn't. Because that you're setting yourself. We talk about setting yourself up to fail, but it really is that. Setting yourself up so you don't have to do it anymore. And that's a way of cheating your way out of it. There you go. So we will be right back.
Welcome back to Odd Beyond Success Freaks. I'm Kirsten. That's Mordant.
Yo.
And I am I'm here. This is the world and I exist in it. So there you go.
What is that? In the in between, I'm like, do you have something? Oh yeah, I can talk about this and this is cool, let's do it. And then you're like, nah, humana.
I didn't want to just be like, hey, I'm Kirsten, that's Morden, and I'm going on a vacation. Like, it just seemed so, like, abrupt. But hey, I am. I'm going on a vacation by myself, and I am so, so excited about it. With the way...
Do tell.
I was readjusting. I was sitting on my foot. I had to take my foot out from under me, and I had to readjust. So calm down. Just hold your horses just for 1 second, sir. Good grief. So the way that it works with staffing at my job, because it's a 24/7, 365 kind of deal, is we have to bid for our vacation in October of the previous year. So last October, I picked 2 weeks out of the year that just I arbitrarily was like, I'm going to take vacation. So I took some in April because I was going to go to New Media Expo, but that got canceled. And I have some coming up in October. And I had nothing to do with it. Like, I just decided I was going to take time in October and I had no plans. So in the last couple of weeks, I've been setting up my Airbnb account and looking at where I want to go. Since I live in Phoenix, there's a lot that's within driving distance of me. So I'm thinking, and by thinking, I mean, I've decided that I'm going to go up to Santa Monica in California to the beach and the pier there and all of that and hang out there for a few days. And then I'm going to go into Anaheim and go to Disney for a few days. And I was going to go for like 3 days and 4 days. And I was talking to one of my coworkers who is a great friend of mine. Her and her sister both work there and they're both great friends of mine. And we're all big Disney freaks. I used to work for Disney World in Florida about 9 years ago. And so I love Disney. I always have. And so I was telling them, I'm like, oh my gosh, guess what? I'm going to Disneyland and I'm so excited. And they were like, oh, that's so funny. Like, we're going to go to Disneyland in a couple weeks too. And I'm like, when are you going? And I was going to leave on the morning of the 15th. And they were like, we're going on the 15th and 16th, but my vacation, I still have like 5 days left of vacation. I was just going to come home. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm leaving on the 14th, but I mean, I still have like 5 days of vacation after that. And they were like, well, maybe you should extend your trip and then come hang out with us some more. So I'm fixing my trip and I'm going to stay so I can hang out with them in Disneyland, which we have been talking about for over a year, but it just never worked out with all of our days off and the timing and stuff. So I'm so excited about that. But then since I'm going to like be with them in Disneyland even more than I was planning to, I have decided as of this morning, which I am like giddy, I am giddy over, that on one of the days before they get there, instead of spending that day in Disney or California Adventure, I'm going to go to Universal Studios to the Harry Potter world. And I'm so excited about it.
Jealous, jealous.
Yeah, you should be. I'll send you tons of pictures of how wonderful of a time I'm having.
Oh, would you? Because that would be just fabulous.
And I'll buy myself lots of souvenirs and I'll drink lots of butterbeer. I'm so excited. Like, I'm so excited. And I've always been the kind of person that I can go on trips and stuff by myself. Like, I have a good time by myself. I make friends wherever I go. It's not, I don't need to go with people. I go to movies by myself. Like, it's not, I don't think it's sad. Some people might think it's sad, but that's just part of who I am. Like, I don't need someone else to have a good time, but going with other people is always fun as well. So I'm like, just so excited to go on a vacation by myself. My best friend's going to come watch my apartment and take care of my sweet angel cat. And
your angel cat that was eating the microphone earlier.
The microphone stand. Yes. Yes, he was.
We have a picture. We have a picture that we should show. Yes.
He's a little terror, but I mean, aren't all cats? That's just kind of in their nature. I think. But I'm just so excited to get out of town. And it was, you know, it's so rare for me to have this much time off from work because of the way our staffing works. And I was so bummed to think that I was going to have like 10 days off and do nothing with it. And now I've got all these plans, and staying in Airbnbs is so inexpensive. And it's just, I'm so excited. I am so excited to get out of town and like unwind and hang out at the beach and go to my happy place at Disney. And then, oh, Harry Potter world, which I'm just like so excited about.
That sounds awesome. I love Airbnb as well. In fact, whenever I work at, when I go to the offices of IRUSA up in just in Alexandria, just south of DC, there's a place that I stay at, and it's, you know, they've got a hot tub, and the guy, you know, works for Homeland Security or something,
yeah.
Something that I know he's checking me out. I'm like, yeah. But they're really, really nice. And yeah, it's great. And different places in the country. A friend of mine got married in Florida, and instead of getting a hotel, I went and got it was like a little mother-in-law apartment off to the side. I didn't even meet the people this time. Usually you'll meet the people and you'll see them.
Sure.
And, you know, but they let you do your thing. But I didn't even meet them this time, and it was great.
Yeah, so, it's just so inexpensive.
Yeah, basically what happens is people are renting out spaces in their, whether they have a whole apartment or a whole house for you or just a room, and they, you know, you give them a what is it called when you at the end of the trip you give them a
review?
Yeah, you give them a review, but they're also reviewing you. So if you're a bad tenant,
yeah,
and people give you a review, you'll get blackballed. So people have to be nice.
Yeah,
you know, I have heard about things going wonky though. I've friends of mine that had a hard time with place they were staying at. They called Airbnb. They apologized. I think they went and got them a hotel room. Airbnb did. They fed them their money. They gave them a place to stay. They made sure that they were okay, et cetera. So they'll go out of their way to help make sure you're all right. You know. So that's that.
Yeah, and I always, like, when I look at them, I look at the ones that have a lot of reviews. There's a lot of people that will charge very inexpensive rates while they're still trying to get their reviews up, and those are still, I'm still kind of like, I'm hesitant on those. Like, right. They're like, oh, I know, like, everybody in Santa Monica is, you know, let's say it's like $80 for a room, like if you want your own private room, and then you find one that's 40, and they say in their advertisement like, oh, it's only 40 because we're new and we're trying to get our reviews up. I'm like, $40 is really good, but also like, oh, I don't know. Yeah.
That's like when I was used to crossing. First of all, crossing the country, I would just stay in my truck, sleep in my truck, because that way I'd wake up earlier and keep back on the road earlier. But when I had a girlfriend, that didn't fly. So we were staying in places, and, you know, did a couple of Motel 6s, which is like, it's kind of like, I'm really nervous about being here. And then we did a couple of, I don't know if it was Comfort Inn or something that we did, and it was just so nice for a little more money, but just a little more money. And it was like, you know what? It's very much worth treating. I'm crossing the country. I'm driving thousands of miles. It's worth treating myself on these trips so that A, I feel better. B, I feel safer. You know, so spend a little bit more money to make sure that everything's okay. That extra $40, is it worth, you know, not running into trouble otherwise? Hell yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So here's my vacation quandary, or my January quandary. So I am a member of the Coast Guard Auxiliary. They have something called D-Train, which is their training thing that lasts for about 3 or 4 days, and it happens in California. It's always been at this one place since I've joined. It's been at this one place. However, now it's on the Queen Mary. So, and I've never been on the Queen Mary. And the rooms are pretty expensive, but it's like, still, that's kind of a cool thing.
Hell yeah.
I also have an opportunity to go back to Thailand for a month.
Ooh.
And it costs about the same amount because flights are down right now. I can go to Thailand for probably around $700. The Queen Mary is going to cost me around $400 to $500. Once I'm in Thailand, I'll be working at, I'll be in Chiang Mai at Dow Garden helping my friend Serena do her podcast. So I'll be able to stay there free of charge. Once I'm there, it's cheaper than living here. But what do I want to do? I'm kind of putting my life on hold for a month. I've been to Thailand, but this may be one of the last times I go. I don't know how long Dow Garden's going to be along, you know, around. But I've never been on the Queen Mary, and I like doing the Coast Guard Auxiliary stuff. And I have my new camera that I finally can take pictures with, and so I'm excited about that. That's my quandary. You know, rough life, you know, first world problems.
It's very tough.
So that's it. I have decided. One of the things that's helping me do this is deciding that I can't do this wrong. No matter what I decide, just decide what I want to do and do it.
It's true. You can't. You can't pick one that's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have anything else now on this?
No. I feel pretty good about all of the follow through that we talked about, and whether maybe it may or may not actually happen or come to fruition in my life.
I'm sure it will. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Success Freaks. We will see you or you will hear us in a week or so. Until then, ciao, Success Freaks. Wait, this is R. Mortimon.
Thanks. That was lovely. That's okay, hand in and bye. Ah! My computer just screamed at me.
Who are you?
I don't know. You threw me off.
This is R. Mortimon.
And this is Kirsten, who doesn't ever get a proper outro when somebody can't figure out what he's doing with his life.
Ciao, Success Freaks.
Boo, baby!